During the rally, members of Peachtree Normal released the results of a phone survey from its parent organization. The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws poll says 62% of Georgia voters are in favor of decriminalizing the drug. But Peachtree Normal Executive Director Sharon Ravert says it's currently focusing its efforts on helping Georgians gain access to medical marijuana.
We are very hopeful that this issue will be given the attention that it deserves. There is growing support under our Gold Dome. The issue is mainstream, and supporters are in the majority.
During the rally, Ravert thanked Republican State Senator Josh McCune of Columbus for his legislation to create a committee to study medical marijuana in Georgia. However, McCune was noticeably absent from the rally. Earlier in the day, McCune said he proposed the legislation after hearing from constituents with children affected by seizure disorders and cancer survivors undergoing chemotherapy.
I believe that there is a lot of information out there that indicates we need to make a change to our existing law regarding medical marijuana. However, I think there's an awful lot of information we need to get as a state legislature before we start talking about dropping a bill to make those changes.
Republican State Representative Alan Peek of Macon also was not at the rally. He wants to propose a bill on medical marijuana as early as this week. Peek says his bill would allow those with seizure disorders to receive a marijuana extract in the form of an oil.
That this is not providing a joint to children or opening the door for recreational use of marijuana. This is a very limited, very restricted, very well regulated, managed by physicians use of the part of the cannabis plant that has some medical benefits.
Peek says this legislation would expand a Georgia law passed in 1980. Under the law, lawmakers created a state-sponsored program to research the effects of medical marijuana on cancer and glaucoma patients. However, Peek says the board qualifying doctors and patients for the program is inactive. Peek says his bill would reinstitute the board and allow for those with seizure disorders to be placed into the existing law. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capitol.